Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone, and boy, did we have a good time last night at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. You know about their Tuesday night classics, and last night was indeed a classic, Rebel Without a Cause from 1955, with a very young Natalie Wood, Sal Mineo, James Dean, directed by Nicholas Ray. And I mentioned some trivia items about the movie last night. Found a few more today. For one thing, if you saw the movie, obviously you're aware of the attraction that Sal Mineo's character had for James Dean. Well, the original script was going to contain a kiss between James Dean and Sal Mineo, and the Breen office, which supervised such things back in the 50s, said, uh-uh. So the censors would not allow it. Pretty controversial stuff. Also, when the film crew began night shooting at the Griffith Park Planetarium in Hollywood, downtown Los Angeles residents saw the bright production lights in the hills, and they flooded the switchboards with reports of raging forest fires. All those bright lights, I guess, got to them. And you might remember Dennis Hopper was one of the thugs in the movie. Well, he and the director, Nicholas Ray, got into a fist fight because they were both dating Natalie Wood. Of course, Nicholas Ray was 43. Natalie was only 16. But because Dennis Hopper and Nicholas Ray got into a fight, Ray tried to get Hopper fired, but his contract wouldn't allow it. So he cut out almost all of his lines from the movie. And that is directorial power for you. Also, when the scenes were shot for the Chickie Run aftermath, where the teens run to the edge of the cliff to look down, they actually witnessed what looked like the sun rising and exploding. Actually, what they were looking at was, one witness described it, it looked like an atomic bomb going off, and it actually was. What they witnessed was, quote, zucchini. That was the 14th and final fission bomb, a 28-kiloton bomb launched for Operation Teapot. So those expressions you see on the kids' faces were pretty authentic. And the alternative ending that was shot for Rebel Without a Cause, instead of Sal Mineo getting shot near the planetarium, he was going to climb to the top and jump to his death. And it never did make the final cut. That was Rebel Without a Cause. Just to let you know, tonight's classic at the Prescott Elks Theater will be the David Bowie film Labyrinth. And we're going to talk today to Terry Van Riper. He has got a new show on KQ&A called Health is Wealth. He is a layman health enthusiast. We'll also have Dr. Susan Drysdale after the news break at the bottom of the hour. She is tomorrow's guest speaker for Debbie Stewart's Senior Connection. She will talk with us about recognizing and treating anxiety in our elders. That's how it's shaping up for today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Exterior accents like patios and awnings can add value and character to your home, plus cool down those hot summer days. Orange Jubilee is our tree of the month. Repairs in just 15 minutes and the ABCs of protecting kids around pools. And your home improvement questions for your house, home, castle, or cabin, always welcome.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
When you have to replace your transmission or engine, it's good to know Sun Valley Diesel uses Jasper quality engines and transmissions. With Jasper, you get a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. A free vehicle inspection is required. Look for money-saving coupons in your mailbox. Jasper Engines and Transmissions and Sun Valley Diesel on Long Mesa Drive in the heart of Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix vehicles for a living." Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. Diamondbacks visit the St. Louis Cardinals Friday live at 5 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07. Well, you've heard computer experts say you should never create a password that is easily copied, you know, like in patterns such as 1234, things like that, or your date of birth. Well, the Pick 4 lottery winners in North Carolina learned that lesson the hard way, since the number 0000 was the Pick 4 winner, and a 7.8 million dollar jackpot will now be shared by 2,000 people because they use that pattern in their Pick Four. So I guess if you're going to play the lottery, at least choose numbers that make you the likely only winner. And speaking of numbers, nobody knows when their number comes up, and Terry Van Riper is here to make sure yours doesn't come up for a long time, because he is a layman health enthusiast and he looks like a health enthusiast. Terry, welcome to the show.
Oh, so great to be here today. Thank you for being let me be here and talk about my show,
Health is Wealth. That we started almost 2 months ago right here on 1130 KQ. And I tell you what, we're having fun. We're picking up a lot of listeners, we can tell, because we are promoting like Honey Man right here in Prescott and Prescott Valley.
I go past the Honey Man every day when I come to work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So people are going in the store and saying, "Hey, we heard this on radio, and we heard that on radio." And so Honey Man is mentioned quite a few times during our show. And so that's the object, is to make people aware of what's going on in their local health food stores, and also educating them about products and maybe some alternative health options that they could choose instead of allopathic medicine.
Now, Terry, I remember many years ago, I believe it was for the Millennium, that Parade magazine, the Sunday newspaper supplement, they carried a cover story called How to Be Happy. And the very first thing they suggested was take care of your health, because without good health, happiness is almost impossible. True?
Oh, I believe in that wholeheartedly, because...
The name Jack LaLanne, right?
Yes, I do.
In early 82, when I had first joined Weight Watchers, it just so happened that Sports Illustrated did a big story on Jack LaLanne. And he was saying, you know, it's amazing how people will spend thousands of dollars to make their car more comfortable for them. And they'll spend tens of thousands to make their home more comfortable and better suited to them. But the thing they live in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, their own body, they neglect. Isn't that true in some cases?
Oh, that is so true. And I tell you what when we do the show quite often, is your body is like a Corvette or a Lamborghini. Quit treating it like a lawnmower.
There you go.
And I tell you what, people do not appreciate the wonder of their body. And it will heal itself if you give it an opportunity. So a lot of the time, diet alone will make you healthy. And so, you know, stay off processed foods. Don't drink. white flour, sugar. Just the simple things like that can change your health. And on our show, we try to bring in products that will improve your health, educate about different products, how people should think. We bring in practitioners, and we even have a medical device that we talk about occasionally, too. So we're here to help you understand you can change your health. You don't need to take 10 prescriptions. I'll tell you a quick story. My uncle, by marriage, 89 years old, died of lung cancer. And our family back in Michigan was telling us he had 30 bottles of prescription drugs on his counter. And even at 89 years old, they were giving him Lipitor.
Oh.
So I really would have to question what doctors are thinking. And always make sure that when you do take a prescription drug, that it's really what you need and really what you want to do. There are a lot of vitamins and supplements out there that can really help you change your life, but you have to make up your mind to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. I've spoken to some doctors on the air who said they wish there was some kind of a chamber that their patient could walk into and magically get down to their goal weight for just 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Not so much to see what they look like, but to see what they would feel like, because the difference is dramatic, isn't it?
It is. Weight is one of the biggest issues. Obesity may lead to type 2 diabetes, neuropathy, loss of circulation in your feet.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start turning numb on you. They'll change color. I've seen some pretty sad stories about people. I used to have a lot to do with a health food store in Phoenix, and it's called Healthy Habit. And from that store, we did a live radio show daily, Monday through Friday, called Healthy House Call. So talk about live radio, interviewing people. A never dull moment. I tell you what, it was a very, very hard thing to do, but it was just so self-satisfying that we got a chance to change people's lives. And people would come in after we would do an interview with someone talking about how to change your life with type 2 diabetes. And there is basically diet, exercise, and some great supplements out there. And people would come in, and their legs would be purple up to their knee almost. And they'd have these huge sores on them. And it was just so sad to see that happen to someone when you know that take care of your take charge of your own life. Take the right supplements, eat the right diet, and get some exercise, and you'll feel better really soon. And losing weight is one of the biggest issues out there. Boy, every extra 5 or 10 pounds of weight just puts more pressure on your knees, but more pressures on your hips. It just makes you sluggish, and it makes you hurt. So I tell you what, listen in every Saturday at 12:30 to 1:30 right here on KQNA. And you might learn something, or you might get an idea that maybe you should think about how you're going to treat yourself. Treat yourself first.
And some of the guests you have on your show, you mentioned before, local practitioners. You also have educators, manufacturers. Do you find that there's any resistance to your approach in the traditional medical community?
There would be a great kickback. Fortunately, they don't bother us. We never had any problems down in Phoenix when we did that show for 6 years. They just ignore us, basically. A lot of aren't educated enough in nutrition and supplementation. And, of course, I don't really think that they could get past their licensing if they tried to sell supplements in their offices. I think they'd run into a problem there. And we don't want that to happen because, hey, if you do break a leg, if you do have an infection, you really need to go see them. I go see a doctor usually once a year for a physical. And I do that just to see where my blood work is at. And my blood work's always great. But I try to eat right, and I take a lot of supplementation. And I always listen to find out what's the newest thing or what's the newest supplement, and try to really experiment on myself. And I'll take a supplement and see if it gives me any different effect to my life. If you're in tune to your body and you add a supplement and you see a difference, you'll know when that supplement is really helping you. So if you're going to get into the game of supplementation, you really have to learn what your body's telling you. And therefore, you have to buy the best supplements that you can really buy. And what we always said for years and years and years was the most expensive supplement is the one that doesn't work.
Oh, yeah, because you're wasting your money.
That's it.
Yeah.
So why would you want to spend $10 on a say, a multiple vitamin when you can spend $22 on one that is awesome, the formula and the ingredients are stellar? So for that extra $12, you may see a difference in your life and your health.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you really want to think. Don't be a penny pincher. Go out and if you have to, or hopefully you're going to find someone that has some knowledge and will point you in the right direction when you ask these questions. Of course, the internet is always there for you also.
Sure.
Listening to talk shows is always there for you. Just listen, look at websites. We pre-record. So we have shows already recorded for 2 and 3 and 4 weeks out. So sooner or later you're going to hear a gentleman about Liver Medic. And that is a fantastic line of products. So we're talking about leaky gut syndrome on one of our shows. It is one of the most prevalent problems that we have in the United States right now, is leaky gut, meaning that the stuff that's in your intestines is leaking through into your body, getting into your bloodstream, causing all sorts of diseases. And you can fix that with a few correct supplements and some good dietitian. So listen in, and listen in, and listen, and then go to these websites. When we talk about, go to livermedic.com, and you're going to learn a lot about products and what you can do with your health on a website, please do that. Please follow up and do that.
And we're just getting started with Terry Van Riper about how you can be healthier and happier. More coming up with him in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you, what's going on in our healthcare community. YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe, and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Recently, I was in the market for a new Nissan. Even though I live right here in Prescott, I thought I would get a better deal by starting my search in the Valley. Boy, was I wrong. I did tons of research, shopped all the big Phoenix Nissan dealers, and got several quotes. Some were okay, others had lots of extra fees. So when all was said and done, the actual price was a lot higher. Then I decided to check right here in town at lamnissan.com, and I found the exact vehicle I was looking for. I submitted my request to their internet department and received a straightforward quote within minutes. There were no hidden fees, no catches, and the price was the lowest one. Had I known that Lam Nissan already did the shopping for me, I could have saved lots of time and hassle. When I arrived at the dealership, my car was right there, front and center. It's as if it was waiting for me. The staff couldn't have been more accommodating. They really treated me like family. And the bonus was that I was in and out within 90 minutes. Lam Nissan took the guesswork out of everything. I was able to buy a car without driving for hours. I got better pricing right up front, and I saved a ton of money. I would highly recommend Lam Nissan to anyone in or out of town.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
You make a million tough business decisions every day, so here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more, all with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Thank you.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:21 with Terry Van Riper, who describes himself as a layman health enthusiast, and he looks the part. He is the host of Health is Wealth right here on KQ&A Saturdays at 12:30. Terry, you've got a message for our listeners who may have a great naturopathic provider or chiropractor. You might want to have them on your show, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we're gaining some foothold with some local people, which is great. But, you know, if you have that favorite chiropractor, if you have your favorite NMD, naturopathic doctor, mm-hmm. or any other type of health practitioner, tell that practitioner they should be on our show, Health is Wealth. Let them spread their news, their experience, and what they will do for you on our show. So please, if you're listening and you have that favorite chiropractor, podiatrist, anybody but probably an allopathic type of physician, because they wouldn't come on anyhow.
Sure.
But call me at 602-326-7554. 602-326-7554. And we'll follow up on your recommendation for whoever you think should be on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, that's how we get a lot of people out of the woodworks and get them into radio, maybe for the first time, and a chance to get their voice out there mm-hmm. and their message. And that's what we want to do, is get the message out to the local people that health is wealth. We can help you learn, and we can help you maybe make a decision for yourself. You have your right of choice, and we really want you to use that. Now, I classify myself as a layman. I want to speak in layman terms. I want to keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep it so that people will understand. So sometimes when we're talking about a supplement with one of our manufacturers, we will say, how do we take that supplement properly for best results? And sometimes we will completely review the ingredients so that people will understand the value of top-notch, top-quality ingredients in a supplementation product.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you're going to have to spend a fair amount of money to get the right and the best quality supplementation for yourself or your family. Sprouts has a lot on their shelves. They have some knowledgeable people. Don't be afraid to go in and ask for their help.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they have a great sale every quarter where you can get great discounts, and one is coming up soon. So giving Sprouts a little shout out there. So when we say the products are available at Honey Man, Mount Hope in Cottonwood, or Interdependence Health Food over in Sedona, and you're a listener, stop into those stores and meet the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Meet Mike, you know, at Mount Hope in Cottonwood. Meet Susie over at Interdependence Food over in Sedona in the Harkins Center. Stop in and see the staff, Irene and the other people at Honeyman, and you'll be amazed at what they can tell you and maybe direct you into taking some of the correct supplementation that you need.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned chiropractor. You and I are both old enough to remember when the American Medical Association kind of turned thumbs down mm-hmm. on chiropractors. Now they recommend them. We both remember when Asian techniques like acupuncture were frowned upon as some mm-hmm. kind of freakish thing. Now they embrace them.
Yes.
And isn't it funny how slow the traditional medical community is to accept things that work elsewhere?
Yes, and it's finally it's happening. I believe in chiropractic so much. I believe that you can actually get back on your feet. I had a problem with my SI joint, sacroiliac, which is the main bone in your spine. And if you have that maintained, and your hips will stay in alignment, your back will stay in alignment, you won't lip, you won't have any pain. And I tell you what, chiropractic is, give it a shot. Give it a try mm-hmm. if you never have. I go to Samuel Yamamoto here. Great guy, love him, very concerned about making sure you're healthy. Some days I will limp into his office, and when I leave, I am walking straight up and feeling 100%. So it can happen. Give it a try.
You know, at my ripe old age, last year, I went to a chiropractor, local guy, mm-hmm. for the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, why the heck did I wait this long?
Absolutely.
For 20 years, years and years ago, I had very, very physically demanding jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew someday I'd pay the price for it. Well, at this age, I'm starting to pay the price. He eliminated 25 years of stress and strain.
That's it.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Once again, your body is there to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get everything, you get the correct adjustment, you get everything lined up, that's very simple terms, and your body can help correct itself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they use this little tool called an activator. So if you know how thin a sheet of paper is, the activator will move your joint even less than half the thickness of that paper. And that's all that they really need to move it to make it effective, to get it to release, to quit pinching a nerve.
I was just going to say, because if it's pinching a nerve, yes, that's all it takes.
That's it. And there's so many things that you can correct just by getting a great adjustment. So I believe in it wholeheartedly and give it a try. And I've also used naturopathic doctors and medicine in the past. And I tell you what, I was prepared to pay a little extra. They don't take insurance. But I tell you what, the results were phenomenal because a naturopathic doctor is going to go to the root cause of your problem, not treat the symptom with a drug. Yeah. And that's the difference right there in medicine.
Do you find that part of the problem of doctors over recommending drugs is patients who don't want to make the change, like exercising, like changing their diet, but patients just saying, oh, don't you have a pill for that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I understand they've changed the way that they do prescriptions now. They used to hand them to you in your hand, and a large amount of prescriptions were never filled, just AKA my mother. So she would get a prescription, never fill it. And she needed some of those drugs in her elderly stage of life.
Sure.
Sometimes you need them. Now, the thing is, now they call them in straight to your pharmacy. So now they have a much larger percentage of people picking up those pharmaceuticals. Now, what happens when you take a couple pharmaceuticals? You have side effects for the pharmaceuticals. Therefore, you need more pharmaceuticals to address the side effects of the first two or three you're taking. So educate yourself. Please educate yourself. I tell you what, the internet's there. Maybe you can believe it, maybe you can't. That's true. But educate yourself on what you really should be doing with your body and your own health.
And one great way to educate yourself is to listen in what day and what time?
Oh, Saturdays, every Saturday at 12:30. Right here on KQNA, 11:30 a.m., Talk of the Quad Cities.
And the show is Health is Wealth, and the practitioner on the show is Terry Van Riper. Thank you so much for what we've learned today. We encourage everyone to listen to the show, 12:30 Saturdays, Health is Wealth, Terry Van Riper. Thanks for joining us on Q&A.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, because we've got a check of local and state news and weather, and then we'll chat with Susan Drysdale, because she is talking at the Senior Connection tomorrow about elder anxiety. So we will get to the root of that right after the news and weather break on KQ&A on 1130 AM, 99.9, 95.5 FM.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing with the D-backs. On Saturday, July 20th, get the Nick Ahmed on the Moon bobblehead, courtesy of Raytheon. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. D-backs ASU night is Friday, August 30th. Get a lower-level D-backs Dodgers ticket and a co-branded T-shirt for just $35. Visit dbacks.com/ASU. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number two. In 1976, the Steve Miller Band said, take the money and run. But where to? How about saving some of it for your retirement? Try saving anywhere from 5 to 15% from every paycheck and watch the savings grow. It's never too late to start. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and Advisory Services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning and Client One Securities are not affiliated.
Findlay GMC Prescott welcomes the evolution of the American pickup with the next generation Sierra. Right now, save 27% off MSRP on the 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation with a discount of $13,530. It's yours for a low $36,620. GMC Sierra 1500 SLE takes 26% off MSRP. A discount of $11,605 gets you the keys for $32,920. GMC Sierra 1500 Denali gets 13% off MSRP. Save $9,108. Or get 0% for 72 months on the GMC you like to drive the most. We'll better any Arizona GMC dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. Findlay GMC in Prescott and at FindlayBuickGMC.com. The local dealership that supports your community. GMC. We are professional grade. Offers for well-qualified buyers must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, title, license, and 495 dock fees. Stock number G43307, G43206, G42803.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 10th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The remains of a hiker who has been missing since February in the Santa Rita Mountains have been found. Sergeant Santiago Gonzalez is with the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office.
On Monday, we received information that a hiker had located several items in the area of Mount Hopkins. He led us to where he found the items, and it wasn't long after that our units in that area were able to come across scattered remains that at this point we believe belong to Mr. Smallwood.
The items, including keys and a fanny pack, belong to 82-year-old Joseph Smallwood of Ohio. His remains were found this morning. Smallwood went hiking on February 5th and called 911 after he became lost. A search operation was launched, but he was never found. The weather at that time was cold and snowy. Continued extreme fire danger conditions, mostly sunny, breezy highs near 92 today through Sunday, with a 20% chance for brief breezy thunderstorms tomorrow through Saturday, early afternoons in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling after bedtime tonight to a partly cloudy 65. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, breezy, mostly sunny highs near 103 today through Sunday, with the same chance for Thursday through Saturday, lunchtime storms, with an overnight low of partly cloudy 69. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. And listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
Hey all you kids out there, this is Connor Rogo with the Grilly Street Grill. Did you know that the Grill has a cool new kids club you can join? It's free. When you sign up, you get your own club card. And when you dine there 5 times, you get a free treasure on your 6th time. And the best part, the food at the Grilly Street Grill is awesome. I really like the fact that they have a menu just for me. From a beefy burger to creamy mac and cheese, there's a ton of options.
That's right, Connor. This is Natasha, and it's time to bring your family down to the grill for lunch or dinner. And don't forget to join the kids club card today.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
You're
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:35. Great news out of Arizona State University. They are awarding their 2019 Walter Cronkite Award for Excellence in Journalism to Lester Holt, the news anchor for NBC. He has anchored NBC's flagship nightly news broadcast since 2015, after 8 years as the anchor of the newscast Weekend Edition, and 12 years as co-anchor of Weekend Today. That is the Walter Cronkite Award for Excellence from ASU to Lester Holt. Great to hear. Well, you know, everybody knows who Debbie Stewart is. She operates the Senior Connection, which has done so much good for so many older people and their caretakers here in Northern Arizona. We have a guest speaker tomorrow that is in the studio right now, Dr. Susan Drysdale. Dr. Drysdale, tell us what your address at the Senior Connection function tomorrow at Las Fuentes will be about.
Well, I will be speaking about anxiety, and it's a very complicated issue, but I'm going to try to simplify it. I'm going to bring it down to the causes and what can be done about anxiety and the tools that we can use to diminish the symptoms when we are experiencing anxiety.
Now, you'll be speaking to an older audience, of course, as is the case largely here in Northern Arizona. So in your experience, what are some of the causes for anxiety that are distinctive to older people as opposed to younger or middle-aged?
Well, anxiety as an overall topic is caused by life events, is caused by genetic and biological predispositions, and is also caused by personality differences, so that there are some people who are predisposed to sense danger when other people wouldn't sense danger, or they are sensitive. There are sensitivities, personality sensitivities. That's the overall picture. When it comes down to senior citizens, the reasons for anxiety just increase exponentially. Mm-hmm. You have, first of all, the onslaught of losses. You have people losing relatives, friends, pets, homes, hometowns, jobs, mm-hmm. health. It goes on and on and on. In addition to what we call existential angst. That's a very fancy words, terminology for you're approaching the end of your life, and most people are thinking about, okay, how much longer do I have? When am I going to die? How am I going to die? Is it going to be painful? Will there be people around? Will I have enough money? Will I be alone? So these are the questions that senior citizens think about when they're trying not to think about things, but they come into the mind anyway. So the senior citizen issues as far as anxiety just so much greater than for the general public.
I reached the age a few years ago where I first had to confront the fact that a certain injury or a certain illness might not get better. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a shocking thing to realize.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. I was lucky in my youth, I only experienced the death of my grandparents. When my dad passed away 22 years ago, that was my first really profound experience with loss. And then when my brother passed away 20 years ago, then it was like, whoa, okay, brother, this is, in my mm-hmm. age category. And then it just keeps on going from there. Mm-hmm. Personally speaking, health, the loss of feeling that on a day-to-day basis, everything's just going to be fine. Well, as you get older and older and older, on a day-to-day basis, things aren't always fine. So the health issues and the loss of feeling that you are in total control of your health, that's a big issue for me, and I think for most seniors that I know, it's a very large issue.
So what kinds of things can a person do to help manage their own symptoms of anxiety?
There are lots of things you can do. The most important, but there are so many things that can be done. Of course, the first thing that should be done when you're experiencing anxiety, and people will say to me, well, exactly what is anxiety? There are different definitions. Anxiety is the sense, usually a sense of impending danger, often when there's nothing to warrant it. Mm-hmm. And that's the definition of generalized anxiety disorder, which I have experienced on and off since I arrived in Arizona years ago. I came here and my mom passed away suddenly. And at the age of 62, I developed generalized anxiety disorder, which is really not a pleasant experience at all. In any case, I've learned so much over the years on how to deal with it. Sometimes I deal with it well, sometimes not so well. But one of the most important things that a life coach told me is that the feeling will pass. It always passes. Physiologically, the body cannot hang on to that intensity. It just can't. Mm-hmm. The intensity of the heart palpitations and the trembling and the unable to or difficulty breathing and the GI tract problems, and there's like five or six other symptoms. The body can't hang on to that, especially the panic attacks. Mm-hmm. You think like, okay, I'm dying. But it passes. It does not hurt you. You think, okay, this has got to be something terrible. This is harming my body. It is not harming the body. The sensation will pass. And let me just take a look here because I have so many different ideas I don't want to forget. Okay, staying in the moment. When I have a sensation of anxiety, my thought, if I'm not doing well, my thoughts will go to, oh, my God, how long is this going to last? Am I going to be able to deal with it? What am I going to do? Instead of right now, there is this sensation that is very unpleasant, but it's not hurting me, and it will pass. So staying in the moment is very important.
Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath and count to 10.
Breathing, very important. If you have any kind of meditation practice or learning a meditation practice, very important. Distraction is incredibly important. Distracting yourself by playing with a pet, by taking a walk, by watching a funny program on the television, by going to YouTube and finding some funny videos. Distraction, distraction, distraction. Because as you distract yourself, the anxiety is working itself through your system, and eventually it does subside.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have? Exercising, very, very important.
Keep moving, right?
Keep moving, yeah. Is very, very important. Being with friends, talking to friends. Try not to be by yourself thinking about the symptoms, because it only gets worse when you concentrate on the symptoms. Slow breathing, I mentioned. Meditation, I mentioned. Seeking the advice of a counselor if things get too bad and it's happening too often and you can't manage it. Self-care in general, things that, you know, everybody is told, eat well, sleep a good amount of time, you know, 6-7 hours if you possibly can. Try not to worry if you can't sleep. And the funny thing is they tell you to get enough sleep. Meanwhile, the anxiety is causing sleep disturbances.
Yeah.
So then you're worrying that you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Or in your kids' sleep. Like, okay, this is not helping at all. I can't sleep Okay, this is not working.
True.
So you sleep, you know, if you can, and if you can't, you try to get help with that, because it is important to get as much sleep as you can. Self-care, meaning eat well, exercise, slow down. There are people who procrastinate, and then there are people who do too much. I'm on the end of the do too much. And my job, instead of like, ooh, what can I accomplish today? It's like, how little can I do today? Because it depends on who you are. But if you have the tendency to fill every minute with productivity, productivity, accomplishing, accomplishing, your body needs to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to find ways to just, like this afternoon, I had an extra 15, 20 minutes. Now, the typical thing that I would do is I would try to squeeze something into that 20 minutes. But instead of that, I said, no, I have 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to this novel that I'm reading and just enjoy it. And then I had a conversation with a friend. So, you know, you really have to learn to pace yourself. If you're the kind of person that does too much, you really need to learn how to slow down.
One of the things I've learned, too, is I've gotten older. Now, 40 years ago, Billy Joel had a song called mm-hmm. The Angry Young Man. Well, that was me. And as I got older, it dawned on me that it's much better to pick my battles
mm-hmm.
and let the other things just go.
Mm-hmm.
Because a couple days later, I will have forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's no big deal. Don't keep nagging at it. It's like a bad tooth you keep picking at
mm-hmm.
in those cases. And that provided a tremendous sense of solace for me. Because it's not going to affect me personally. Let someone else worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's proved, you know, it's worked for me very well.
Right. Anger is for many people is tough to let go of, but like you said, choosing your battles. And again, if you find that you are manifesting angry emotions and you really can't control them, then you need to seek the help of a professional, because that can, that can really be, you know, as bad as anxiety, if not worse, dealing with, you know, expressing your anger all the time.
I had a businessman in here a few years ago who had retired, went back to work, and I asked him why. You could easily afford to retire. He said, because I finally realized that when I go to work, people stand up and virtually salute me. Hello, Mr. Smith. Yes, Mr. Smith. When, Mr. Smith? I go home and I get told, pick up your socks and get your feet off the table. And I realize that I'm going to go back to where I feel I have some power. Mm-hmm. Now, when people get to a certain age and a certain physical condition, and maybe they're retired, they're not in that job anymore, that sense of power can kind of wither away. Maybe the leverage you have or you feel you have with relatives, friends, and in your living situation. That's kind of prey on people too, I would think.
Well, it does. And if you choose to be retired, that doesn't mean you have to give up areas where you can find control in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I really believe that we have very much control over anything. I mean, we think we have a lot of control, but basically we can control what we eat. You know, if we're lucky enough to have the money to eat what we want to eat, and we can put on the clothes we want to put on, unless there's a stain and then we have to take them off and put on something else. But this whole idea of control, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, because the big things we have absolutely no control over.
But isn't it more important to control our response to things that happen?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We may not be able to control what happens to us, but we can work on controlling our reaction to the things that happen to us. That we can control.
Mm-hmm. Now, your talk is coming up at Las Fuentes Resort Village at noon tomorrow, correct?
That is correct.
That's at 1035 Scott Drive. It's called Anxiety, What It Is and What You Can Do to Control It. So when do you think professional help is warranted? Because the reason I'm asking that, because we're talking seniors now, and seniors came of age at a time when there was still a stigma about seeking professional help, especially mental illness, any kind of counseling, whereas nowadays for a lot of younger people, it's no big deal.
Right.
But a lot of us grew up saying, no, I can't let people know I went to see a counselor.
Right.
Did Ann Landers and Dear Abby all those years help?
Towards lessening the stigma?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know. I do know that moving from the East Coast to here, there's a difference. On the East Coast, the stigma is definitely less.
Really?
Oh, most definitely. Coming out here, it was very clear that when seniors would come into my office, within one or two or three sessions, they felt better, they were gone. The first thing was like to get out of there as soon as they could.
Is this the rugged Western individualism
yeah,
kicking in?
I think so. And then there's... No, that's definitely a sign of weakness. I'm not going
to
see a counselor. No way am I going to see a counselor.
There you are. You know, I dealt with a Flagstaff psychiatrist a couple of years ago who had a forum here, and she was treating first responders for what they have to deal with every single time they're on call. And it's military, very much the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's a PTSD thing for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But she was trying to tell the general populace, these people who are first responders and who are military active duty, these are the toughest people on earth. If they can come to me and say, you know, I need to sit down and talk about this, why can't you?
What I found is that the people who actually make the phone call to me or some other counselor, they're the strong ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the guts to say, you know what, I need help.
Yeah.
And I remember in my 30s, which is like 35 years ago, I was teaching school. And not liking it, and not really able, felt I couldn't, you know, I couldn't get out of it. I just felt like I was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I got sick. It was my body's way of helping me out. And when I sought the help of a doctor, a medical doctor, he said, have you considered psychotherapy? And I thought, oh no.
Because you thought it was a sign of weakness.
Right.
I'm a sicko.
Right. So I went to a psychotherapist, and within one or two sessions, I looked at that guy sitting across from me, and I said, okay, that's what I want to do with the rest of my life.
There you go.
And at age 37, 38, 39, I restarted everything.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it was
cool.
You
know, and you look back, because I'm the movie critic for the radio station here, when you look back at old movies, Hollywood wasn't very kind to the professional counseling profession, was it?
Mm-mm. No, they really
weren't.
They made
you out of some kind of Svengali and everything, and they made the patients look very weak and everything. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a very good image to create, was it?
No, and it didn't help the whole idea of it's really a good thing when you're in trouble to seek the help of a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, I don't feel it's a sign of weakness because the people who do reach out, to me, they're the strong ones who have the guts to admit, yeah, I need some help here, folks. I can't do this myself.
How often is it the spouse or the adult child making that
mm-hmm,
call for them?
Mm-hmm. And then I always say to the person who's calling for somebody else, I really need to speak to them.
Yeah.
Do they really want to come in?
Yeah.
You know, let them come in once and see what it's like, and they'll see, hopefully, that it's something that can be very helpful.
Indeed. Well, once again, your talk tomorrow will be at Las Fuentes Resort Village. That's at 1035 Scott Drive in Prescott. Anxiety, what it is and what you can do to control it. That's part of Debbie Stewart's Senior Connection, Dr. Susan Drysdale. If our listeners have any questions for you, how can they contact you?
They can contact me. Well, first they should go on my website if they're interested in my services. My website is drsusandrysdale.com,
mm-hmm.
and it's just drsusandrysdale.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can email me, also drsusandrysdale@gmail.com,
mm-hmm.
or they can phone me or text me.
Or stop by the talk tomorrow at Las Fuentes.
There you go, at Las Fuentes, and they get all my information in a... And hopefully it'll be helpful for them.
That'll be very wonderful. We thank you for all the good that you're doing. And thank Debbie Stewart for recommending you. Great guest. Stay tuned because I've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming away on the Talk of the Quad Cities.
1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When you buy or lease from Findlay Subaru Prescott, we put it right back into the community. Salaries for our staff, taxes, and nearly $100,000 to our local community over the last 2 years. Groups like the Launchpad Teen Center, Yavapai Humane Society, Yavapai Symphony Association, Yavapai County 4-H FFA Expo, and more. This past April, we presented our Share the Love check of almost $20,000. This is our way of being a good neighbor and investing back to the community that we're a part of. A community of slopes and trails, mountains and lakes, urban nightlife and pristine woodland, and the lifestyles that go with it. So when you travel to your favorite spot, you don't have to worry whether you're on or off the blacktop because you began at Findlay Subaru Prescott. Thank you for your support. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Hi, I'm Prescott City Councilman Phil Good, here to remind you not to let precious water wash down the drain in your bathroom. If you have a toilet that was installed before 1995 and you replace it with an EPA WaterSense low-flow or high-efficiency toilet, you can receive a $50 rebate on your utility bill. This rebate is available to all City of Prescott water users. Do your part to be water smart. For more information, visit PrescottWater.com or call 928-777-1645.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Once again, don't forget tonight at the Prescott Oaks Theater at 7 p.m., the David Bowie film Labyrinth, and that's for any cash donation. We suggest $5. Other movie news, if you have been wanting to see the movies Avengers Endgame with bonus scenes or Child's Play or Anna, they are playing their final days today and tomorrow at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. So if you want to see them on the big screen today or tomorrow will be your last chance. Speaking of movies, last year on this show I interviewed author A.J. Finn. He wrote the national bestseller, The Woman in the Window, and now the casting is set to film that movie with a 2020 release. It'll be starring Amy Adams and Gary Oldman with the music score by Trent Reznor. Trent got an Oscar for scoring the movie The Social Network a few years ago. If you love the Hitchcock classic Rear Window and references to legendary old movies and movie stars, you are going to love The Woman in the Window. So stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro coming away at 3 o'clock, then Talk of the Town Prescott. Join me tomorrow with my guests on Q&A at 2 o'clock Wednesday. That will include, let me see who we have here. Well, I don't have my sheet. That proves this is live radio. In the meantime, join me tomorrow on Q&A at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, DPS.